Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
This is Mason County Judge Jerry Bearden. I have a report of the Mason County Commissioner's Court. We met on Monday, June 13, 2022, with an extremely long agenda. Went through our regular business, and we had citizens' comments. The interim superintendent, Dennis Hill, addressed the court. Wanted to thank the court for the Mason County Sheriff Department's assistance during the graduation. This was after the Uvalde crisis at the elementary school at Uvalde. And our sheriff department did a really great job in making sure that all of our students were safe during the graduation period. And Mr. Hill wanted to express his thanks to the Commissioner's Court for this. We also had a presentation by several young members of the Mason County 4-H Club. These members, each one came before the court and told the court what they had done during this spring period with judging, bull judging, meat judging, livestock judging. Different activities. Extremely neat to have these young people come up to us and talk to us like this. And we're really, really proud of our extension agent, Sam Spradlin, and the work he's done with these young people. Going into the rest of our business, we did have another inquiry concerning some of the response times and things that nature with EMS and the fact that these people would like for the county to have at least a second out, but we tried to explain that we've had some issues with funding, and then you also, it's a shortage of paramedics, and it's hard to get these folks to come to work anywhere out here in a rural area where we don't have any housing, things of this nature. Our EMS does a great job of working with what we have. We went into working with our regular business items, accepted some vintage chairs, donated to Mason County to go back into the courthouse. We also, at the request of the 452nd District Attorney, Tanya Allsweed, we voted to hire and classify a new Border Prosecution Unit investigator that works with the BPU. We also reclassified a full-time EMS employee to a part-time. We hated to lose this person full-time, but they are also working on a helicopter flying units out of Marble Falls, but we did vote to hire a full-time applicant also for our EMS and approve this. Then we went into accepting the employment of Karen Jennings as a permanent part-time employee in our AgriLife Extension Service, the county agent's office. Again, just doing a couple of other business items, moving along with selecting the county judge to be the taxing unit representative for the 2023 budget and 2022 tax rate year, discussed the Mason Central Appraisal District budget and some funding that we will be using some of our Mexican Rescue Plan money for. And we also gave our Road and Bridge Administrator, Chris McGee, the authority to go forward and lease a bulldozer from OCAT. May be necessary to try to help us finish some of the FEMA road work that we have to get done. I also told them that I had we have a special meeting Wednesday, and I had put on the agenda possibility of instating a 9-day burn ban. We are in the high 600 to 700 Keith Byram index. Even though we had a little rain a week or two ago, it certainly dried up in a hurry with all this heat, so more than likely the commissioners will have an opportunity at our special meeting on Wednesday to instate a 90-day burn ban. But we keep praying for rain so we won't have to do this. We also talked a little bit about our budget, and then we recessed at 11:30, came back at 1:30, and met by Zoom with Bob Bass, who represents the law firm that we have working with our subdivision regulations. We spent about 5 hours working, or 4 hours working with Mr. Bass to fine-tune some of our regulations. We have a few more things that we need to present to him before he brings a document to us to look at. Then once we do this, we will have a meeting where we will adopt our proposed regulations, and then we will have a public hearing, and this is 30 days after we have adopted our proposed regulations. We will just adopt proposed. We will not be the ones that actually go into effect. And then we'll have a public hearing with input, and then once we have done this and finalized them, then we hope sometime by the end of summer we're ready to adopt subdivision regulations for Mason County, which includes mobile home rental areas and RV parks. Long day, adjourned about 5 o'clock. Appreciate Caniel for having us on this broadcast today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.